Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Gino Pastor Theo Mweketsi la elayinini ubuyile nakulolu suku ezosithulela a word of encouragement. Pastor Theo, sawubona.
Sanibonani, ninjani?
Siyaphila wena njani?
I'm blessed and good. God is faithful. It's been a good week.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We as siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi abe nguNkulunkulu awuyena and uhlezi nje esigcinile ngaphansi kwamaphiko akhe. Today siyakwazi ukuphakamisa amakhanda sithi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ingenxa kaKristu ngokuthi asifele siphambanweni. So ngoba nathi uyazi sawuthola lo Musa siyathanda ukuthi sushere nabanye and njoba ula namuhla uzosikhuthaza uzosencourage ukuthi bazalwane akusho ukuthi mhlambe isimo uma sinje sikuphelile ngawe ilapho uNkulunkulu eqala esebenza ebonakalisa ubuyena uyazi Pastor Theo ngesinye isikhathi ukuthi asimnikezi leli thubo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ayibonakalise empilweni zethu.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Namuhle siphatheleni.
Ngiyathanda le nto ekhulumayo ukuthi asimnike ithuba ngesinye isikhathi, you know, abantu bayacomplaina bacomplaina but kodwa lo uNkulunkulu akayenzi next, kodwa awumnike ithuba ubuyizi. Uzama ukuzihlanganisela, uzama ukuzenzela, uzama ukuzitholela imiphendulo, uzuye ebantwini abarong, uyenza izinto ezirong, uNkulunkulu yathula back. Ongathi kudedela kancane umnike ithuba and allow him to be God. You'll see beautiful things take place in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Today I want to talk about Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. I think we are living in a time where but in abantu but economic asiro Ramaphosa is tight.
Hey. Yeah.
You know, and we are really living in a time.
Yeah.
And we are really living in a time where times are, you know, finances are tight. Izinto ziyadura, ukudla kuyadura, impahla ziyadura, umsebenzi awukho, businesses are struggling. Times are really just tight.
Yeah.
But times are not tight for God.
Amen.
And today I want to encourage abantwana bakaNkulunkulu to remember that he is a God who owns silver and gold.
Mm.
Wealth, prosperity is in God's hands. And so there's no reason for us to lack. Kuleviki,
yeah.
I was reading the book of Ezra. It's one of those books in the Bible. Ising awafundi kakhulu. Kodwa when you read the book of Ezra, God instructs uJudah to build his temple. And after he instructs him to build his temple, you start seeing how people start bringing things to the building of the temple. God starts providing for his own work. I just want to read a few scriptures. Ezra chapter 1 and verse 6, it is, all the neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts in addition to all the free will offering. Iti Bible, uNkulunkulu makaqeda ukukhuluma noJuda, wathi, go and rebuild my altar. Abo makhelwane baletha izinto. Family members started bringing stuff. There was no lack there because it was God's vision. And I want to try and tell abalaleli bethu that if you are in God's vision, if you are doing what God has told you to do, whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whether it is a job, if God put you there, God is going to provide for you. He does not take you to places where he does not provide for you. Abane bethu siyasaba ukuqala, siyasaba ukstep out because akunamali. Why ungayenzi le nto le une gift? Why ungayenzi? Why ungaqali? Ungahlanganisa abantu, hayi mina nginamali. Kanti uNkulunkulu athi nje uma ngaqala, uma ngabe ungangithemba, mina I will provide for you. When you go to chapter 2, verse 68, it says, when they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave free will offering towards the rebuilding of the house of God on its site. When God has called you to something, God will provide for you. All you have to do is step out in faith. And I don't know today what God has called you for. Has He called you to preach the gospel? Has He called you to start a business? Has He called you to have impact in the marketplace? I don't know. Has He called you to start a podcast that you are scared to start because of the capital, of the bank account, of the wardrobe, and of the zinto, unkulukulu, atiminaseng is begi le lezo zinto lezo. Wena maungatkala. Ukhona umuntu ozokuprovider ne platform. Ukhona umuntu ozokugcokisa. God has set up those things. The Bible says that He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. He's got everything you need. All you have to do is to step in and take what God has set aside for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Ungo Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider.
Amen.
And you know, unkulunkulu akakazi disappoint us. Ithina abantu esidisappoint ayo. Because uzoza kunkulunkulu ucele and uyacela but unama doubts already.
Yeah.
You understand. So that is why ngithi ithina esidisappoint ayo, because if whatever oyicela kunkulunkulu ingentando yakhe, there's no way angeke akubusise ngalokho. There's no way angeke avule iminyango uma mhlambe kukhona indawo onqonqozayo kuyona.
Ayikho. Ithi Bible, if you ask, you will receive.
Yeah.
If you seek, you will find.
Yeah,
if you knock, the door will be opened up for you.
Mm.
Instead, kona la iBhayibheli ithi, you have not because you ask not. Awunako ngoba awuceli kuNkulunkulu. Uma ngabe singafunda ukuthi uNkulunkulu, yazi uNkulunkulu has the smallest interest of our lives at heart. He has style oyifunayo next month. Amazipho sinokucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu interested kulezinto ezinkulu, kumsebenzi, kuma-business, kuministry. UNkulunkulu is interested in your next hairstyle. He's interested in you looking nice and showing up good at the office. He's interested in you doing your nails. He's interested in the small mundane things. Yes, but I remember there was a time in my life when we were pastoring a church in Hartis and I wasn't working at that time. Ngithanda amazipho ngenhliziyo yonke. And bu uNkulunkulu enkonzweni yethu waletha nje intombazane eyenza amazipho. She had a business, a thriving business.
Wow.
Ayenza ama house calls.
Yeah.
And this lady would come to me every 2 weeks to do my nails for free.
Wow.
It was not a coincidence. It was God.
Yes.
It was God who knew there was a need and He provided.
Yeah. Wow.
Few years before that, I started gym, and I remember going towards winter. I did not have impasa the gym as a winter tight end, and I was being so afraid to keep in my lingo tengali tight. And I kept saying to God, "No, lento malugu kulumana, enkulunkulu pingi tight." And one day I was invited to go preach at a church in Soweto, and after that we went to the pastor's house, no mamfundisi for supper. And as we are sitting there, I keep it back and cool. And he gives it to me. At the tata la ukete one. Manvula ama taita ma de we winter. Because God is interested even in the little things.
Yeah.
He's interested even in the mundane things, as long as it glorifies God.
Amen.
My prayer is always when I pray, God, bless me for my good. To your glory, may it be a blessing in my life. May it glorify you. May the marriage bless me, but glorify you. May the house bless me, but glorify you.
Amen.
May the ministry be a blessing to us, but glorify you. And for as long as it glorifies God, God will continue to provide. And
Amen.
His provision is not
Amen.
Black and white.
Yes,
in his case, if you have $200 every month. Business, has got another way of providing for you.
Yeah.
Because He is God and He's sovereign and His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Yeah.
He is bigger. And sometimes we don't even see the blessing and the grace of God upon our life because we are so focused with Angutolang in 70 this month. Mari petrol moto be corn.
Yeah.
Mari electricity be corn the whole month.
Yeah.
Mara ukhona ofikile wakuthengele grocery. His provision is not subject or limited to a job.
Amen.
Not subject or limited to a business. He provides in his way. He is sovereign. He is Jehovah Jireh. Mm. And it's time we open up our eyes and see the divine provision of God in our lives.
Amen. Well, kunomuntu la mfundisi asizwe ukuthi ke mhlambe oh okay uhambile bengithi ke ngiyalithatha ucingo lwakhe mhlambe naye bekathanda ukuphawula kule motivation yanamuhla. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Njani sisibahle?
Siyaphila baba wena unjani?
Siyaphila ukhuluma nomfundisi Masango.
Hey mfundisi kudala ngakugcina.
Kudala ngakugcina.
Yebo yebo sakwamukela baba.
Ngiyabonga ngibulisa abalaleli be Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
Sisibahle ngilethe nje ukuncane.
Eh.
UNkulunkulu akwambulile lapha ku Revelation embulela ibandla elisemhlabeni ukuthi lifunde. Kubandla lasizulwini ukuthi ukhonzwa kanjani. Now uNkulunkulu usinikeze iphethini ngomuntu onganamehlo walobe izinto ezisabekayo elobela ibandla lisemhlabeni ngoba uyasho ukuthi kulobe lokulobela ibandla. Lithi iBhayibheli izidalwa nezingelosi nebandla lasizulwini zithula imiqhele mazifika kuye. Into eyenza ukuthi ibandla manje libambezeleke sibahle.
Yeah.
Ibandla liya kuNkulunkulu lithwele ama title. Ama title angabuyi kuNkulunkulu, ama title abuya kubantu. Ama title avimba ukuthi uNkulunkulu azibonakalise ukuthi uNkulunkulu onjani. Okwesibili, uNkulunkulu mazuvela kumuntu kunezinto azenzayo. Bathi Paul John amehlo. Bengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwakuhlelo lwakhe ukuthi vele kumele phuma amehlo. Ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuvula amehlo senkhizweni ngoba sikwazi ukumbona ngamehlo enyama bese siyaphila. uNkulunkulu waphile wangambulela ukuthi uPaul uJesu makazozimbula kuye kwakumele ukuthi bamshaye ngoba blindness so that amehlo enyama ngoba ane disturbance uma uNkulunkulu eza kumuntu kungenzeka uze ukubhekene izinto engabelanga ukuzibheka ngoba uSathane usebenzisa wona lamehlo enyama. Now kumele ibandla lithathe epattern yebandla lasizulwini ukuthi ukhonzwa kanjani. Ama gift avimba abantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu azimvule ebandleni ngoba amanye ama gift uSathane wenza ukuthi abe makhulu masifika kuNkulunkulu makathi uyasibuka angasaboni thina abona ama gift lawa sinikeze wona. So into leyo uNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu ibandla ibandla kumele lithathe ipattern kubandla lasezulwini leli uJesu wavulisango wathi kuJohn loku kulobe kulobela ibandla ukuthi ngiworshipwa kanjani. Yilo umlayezo bengilethile nje ukuthi we have to change indlela zokwenza.
Yeah.
We have to change ama programs wethu ke simeka ama programs sifuna iprogram kaNkulunkulu but engikuthandayo ukuthi usinikezile iprogram ngoJohn the Baptist ngoJohn wathi na iphethini ikhonzwa kanje noma izidalwa nebandla ngibunikeze imichele. Kodwa mayifika kimi bayazi ukuthi le miqhele ngenza i-disturbance bayayithula ukuze bamkhonze kahle. uNkulunkulu anibusise sisibahle nabalaleli. Amen.
Amen. That's powerful mfundisi siyabonga. Yo. Pastor Theo usasekhona ne?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, bengithi ubaba mhlambe uthanda ukuphawula ku today ku motivation yanamuhla kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ke bekasho naye okunamandla kakhulu and izwi lithi nje asimworship uNkulunkulu ngokweqiniso nangokomoya. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi yona le pattern ubaba ebekhuluma ngayo ukuthi uma singenza ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngayo ngendlela asikhomanda ngayo sizohamba ngendlela eqondile.
Amen.
Ayo Pastor Theo, thank you so much nge word of encouragement. Uma ke singakuzwa la emoyeni utholakala kanjani?
Theodora Mweketsi everywhere MWOKETSI.
Thank you. Sizohlangana futhi next week angithi.
Thank you. Stay blessed. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. Sithi ungu Jehovah Jireh, Lord, our provider.
Amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.